Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and greetings to our listeners around the world. This is the Tastemakers.
From Melbourne, Santiago, Chile, Kiev, Aspen, to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He already said it. We are the Tastemakers.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin, huh? I like that one.
Gotta love Milwaukee, right?
Well, you do, especially if you like beer.
Isn't that like beer and Bratz?
Beer, Harley-Davidson, and the...
Blatz. Isn't Blatz located there, too?
Blatz? I don't know about that.
I think Blatz is
Pabst,
the...
Pabst was there.
Pabst and Miller.
Miller Park. Miller's there. Yeah. Right, Miller Park.
Anheuser-Busch is in St. Louis. Miller Lite and Blatz and Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst started out in Milwaukee. Now they're based out here in Irwindale, though they moved here. Or not Irwindale, not near downtown L.A. They moved here a few years ago.
What, Pabst?
Pabst, yeah. But the Pabst Mansion is still in Milwaukee. I took a tour of the Pabst Mansion when I was there a few years ago, which is where Pabst started. And Mr. Pabst, he had this elaborate, beautiful, exotic mansion built on beer dollars.
Does Pabst still own the company?
No, I don't think so. I think he was some conglomerate and another
multinational.
Might be in Anheuser-Busch. Who knows nowadays, right?
No kidding. I got to do some research on that. I mean, I'm surprised you didn't after you toured the Pabst.
Well, remember, Pabst was pretty much vanished for a few years, and then a couple years ago, it was bought by some other company, and they moved it from the Midwest out here to either downtown L.A. or Central L.A. somewhere. So Pabst is right here, a Los Angeles-based company now.
Is that when they started getting involved with product placement and
exactly.
a lot of films and such and so forth? I saw some young kid walk out of the store the other day with a 12-pack of it. And
Really?
Normally, you wouldn't see somebody in the early 20s with something like that, but because it's recognizably cool.
Well, heck, what's his name? Clint Eastwood was drinking it in Grand Torino.
There you go with product placement. I'm sure that helped a lot to increase sales. Again, I don't know when the last time was you had Pabst, but Pabst Rhythm is what they serve at... Hash Hash A Go Go, which is in San Diego. It's the Waffle House.
It's funny you mentioned that Hash Hash A Go Go. Yesterday, Ryan Seacrest mentioned it.
What do you have to say about it?
Oh, he hadn't gone. Somebody had called in and suggested, because he was doing this thing about restaurants in Southern California.
They were talking about the one in San Diego?
Yeah, and somebody had called in and suggested that one, and he had never heard of it before, which I thought was surprising.
Very surprising.
Yeah.
Two in Las Vegas and one in San Diego, so not too far from
there. There's some of these someplace else.
Those are the only ones I know of.
Oh.
But, I mean, two in Las Vegas, I mean...
Two in Las Vegas.
Yeah, there's one at the Plaza downtown.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the other one's at the Imperial Palace, which is now the, what is it called, the Quad?
Received an email from our English fan of Star Wars.
Is this lethal? Is he?
He's autographed, but it was damaged. So how did you send the autograph?
This is
one of our fans in England, folks, Matthew Clark, who lives out there in the Great Britain. I've been asking for hey, didn't you send him a shirt too, Matt? I thought you sent him a shirt too.
No, I didn't send him a shirt. I sent two shirts to our fans in Illinois.
Oh, because I thought we were going to send him something extra special too.
How could it be damaged?
Yeah, autograph, but was damaged. Hey, I want to do a big shout-out to Blake Harris and his buddies. They're listening to us right
now. What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Guys, we are the Tastemakers. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. We've got a great show planned, so don't stay out of class too long.
Stay out of class at all.
Yeah,
get your butts back in your seats.
Are you studying? I don't know.
But anyhow, Mark, before we get to our weekly birthdays like we always do, let's address Matthew Clark again back in Great Britain. I sent it an 8x10 envelope. I mean, what was I supposed to do? Send it in a frame?
I guess they got those with bubbles, those envelopes they got.
All right,
bubble padding.
Let's do this again. Let's make this guy happy. Tell him very sorry. We're sending out another one today along with a shirt.
All right, Matthew Clark, if you're listening in the Great Britain over there.
Well, let's see, what time
United
is it? Yeah, it's about 7 p.m., 7:10 p.m.
Kingdom, we will definitely get you out a new one. So
yeah,
our
Matthew,
apologies that it got rumpled.
Matthew
crumpled.
Clark, again, sorry about the delay. I apologize about the it being destroyed or whatever. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out what exactly happened.
Crunch, crumble, fold, as Newman says.
All right, so we're going to put it.
Crunch, crumble, fold.
We're going to put it in a FedEx box, and we're going to get
international shipping to our neighbors there.
Follow up with him right now, Mark.
Right now, I'm in the middle of a show.
All right. Yeah, all right, Matthew Clark.
He's probably listening in.
Thanks for your patience. And
what birthdays we got today, Pinhead?
Birthdays, October 7th. Celebrating candles on the old birthday cake today will be. Let's see what we got here, brother. Oh, Simon Cowell.
Wow, I'd say he's 52.
54 today.
Close.
54.
Close.
Simon Cowell, he's worth about $500 million, ain't
he? Yeah, how about that, right?
Toni Braxton, didn't she have a show in Las Vegas?
Yeah, then she filed for bankruptcy, and then she had that disastrous reality show, right?
Jeez, 46.
46, huh?
Vladimir Putin.
That crook, that jester, that chiseler, that Vlad. Swindler. I'd say he's 50.
Vlad the Putin, 61.
Wow.
61.
Way off.
Yo-Yo Ma. Yo-Yo
I'd
Ma.
I'd say he's 62.
58, brother.
Close.
Usually you're right on. Well, usually within a year or two.
Yep.
You're way off today.
Thank you.
Evan Longoria. Not Eva Longoria.
Ball player from Tampa
Evan
Bay.
Longoria. 28 today. He's younger than I thought.
Wow.
I thought he was at least 30. John Cougar Mellencamp, the largest forehead in the entertainment industry.
Wow, it says you, right?
Says me 62, but you was very, very
62.
Close.
62, wow.
62.
Yeah,
but
John
you,
Ireland, he's got the biggest head I've ever
but
seen.
You know who's even closer?
Wow.
Eric Karras, who used to play for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah.
Did you see him yesterday on Fox Sports Net?
No, he's got a huge head?
Yeah, he's running neck and neck with John Cougar.
Wow.
And third will be John Ireland, but
wow.
Eric Karras is a
big
close,
heads, huh?
Close second.
Wow.
John Cougar's 62. Did you hear how he just broke up with...
He's got a tour going on or a book or something right now, right?
A new album.
New album, okay.
But he just broke up with Meg Ryan.
I didn't know he was with Meg Ryan.
Yeah,
not to mention, where has she been?
Yeah, he's been with her for the last 3 years, but he lives in Indiana and South Carolina.
Wow.
And he hates New York. And she is a New York girl up... You know, big
sure,
time.
Through and through.
And he hates the big city.
Wow.
So he just pretty much just said that unless you could, you know, pick up and move to my little hometown in Indiana.
Well, just
it's
funny you mentioned that. Just like the new Bachelor, you know, they cast the new Bachelor for next season already, right? He's the farmer from last season.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, he finished third, I think.
Yeah, a population of 400 people in his
right,
town.
This is going to be an impossible sell because, again, most of the women that go on this show aren't on there truly to find their mate or love. They're on there to advance their own personal career and personal agenda. There ain't no way, in my opinion, in this day and age, in 2014, that these women coming to Malibu to be on The Bachelor are going to be hooked up with a guy that's a farmer from Nebraska and go move into town of 400 to live there and raise kids. There's that's just not happening. This is disaster written all over it.
Well, I mean, he's not planning on staying in.
Sure, he is. His mother wants him to stay there. His mother said that he wants to raise the kids.
I think it's kind of ridiculous always going with an ex-Bachelor. I mean, how are they getting new blood? I mean,
right.
The new blood is the people.
The new blood
are
the new ones.
Yeah.
The rest of the cast.
I mean, rather than... I guess it makes sense because there's already a fan
there,
base.
They know how to work it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's just no way... This guy's not leaving Iowa because he's not into the Hollywood scene. He's in it to find his mate.
Well, then we all know that all the girls that are the contestants, they're in for another reason, so...
Right. Which means that whoever he hooks up with is not going to move to Nebraska and be the mother of his kids and housewife on the farm. It's not going to happen. It's if he finds somebody, it's not going to go any farther than that. She's not going to convince him to come move out to LA or move to Miami or move to New York. He's not a city boy. He is a country boy.
Happy birthday, Taylor Hicks.
Oh, we met that bum. How old is he? Because he won.
How old do you think he was?
He looks like he's at least. And this is being very conservative. 43.
At least, come on.
At least.
At least 43.
I don't know about you. I met him at the Kentucky Derby.
We rode in the same bus together.
This is a conservative 43. How old is he?
Well, he's 37.
37.
Yeah.
So he won 10 years ago. So he was 27?
Yeah, or maybe 26. I think you can only do it until you're 26.
But if you remember that season.
I remember he had gray hair then. And he was
not only the gray hair, he did not look like a man in his mid-20s.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt about it. Yeah.
Okay. But I'm saying it's a conservative 43, so I disagree.
He's 37. When I saw 37, first thing I thought was,
and
wow.
You know what? It may not have even been 10 years ago that he won, right? It may have been less
he
than
was
10
the,
years
I think
ago.
He was one of the first five.
Ma'am?
And that's been going on since 2001 or 2002.
All right.
So. And I think he was 25 or 26. Who knows?
That's hard to.
But
yeah,
he was old. He looked older when, because of the gray hair.
Right.
But
I don't know.
Yeah. But I mean,
okay.
You started by saying that bum. I mean, we met him. He seemed okay. I mean, he didn't jump out of his seat to meet us. But I wouldn't say he was a bum.
Yeah. Well. But, okay. I'm sorry, Taylor Hicks. If you're listening, you're not a bum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joy Behar.
Joy Behar, yeah, she used to be on
The View. Here's a tricky one
for you. What's that?
A tricky one for you.
Yeah, because I don't remember her very much. She was on The View, I think, right? Or the
one of those,
The
View or one of those shows.
So maybe 60. I don't know. I don't remember her physical appearance. I don't remember. I can't put a face to the name.
Oh, yeah. Okay, she's 71. She doesn't look that old, though.
Okay.
She doesn't look that old at all. 34 candles on the birthday cake today is Sean Asheville. You don't know him, but he's on the following. He's Kevin Bacon's
right-hand guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're right. I didn't know him.
Yeah, neither did I. He's 34 today.
Huh. Okay, that makes you about right.
And Omar Benson Miller.
Oh, we met that bum, right? In Toronto.
We were just talking about him last week.
He's the big guy with the pinhead.
Yeah, big guy with the pinhead. He was walking around like if he was like some
big shot.
Big shot.
Yeah, and I couldn't tell you anything this guy's been on.
He was in 8 Mile. Okay, with Eminem. He was in that.
Okay.
And then I think he was
in 8 Mile. That's one where Eminem won the Oscar, right?
Yeah. And then he was in Criminal Minds or CSI, one of those things for a little bit.
Okay.
But other than that, you know, he was walking around he was Denzel Washington, you know? So happy birthday, Omar Benson Miller.
Sounds like a general.
Yeah. Last but not least, Mark, you remember this name, Judy Landers.
She was one of the Landers.
Jugs,
Audrey,
right?
Audrey Landers was on Dallas.
Yeah.
Judy Landers was the younger
sister.
No,
Judy was in Vegas.
The Bears?
Vegas. In the late, she played Dantana's secretary.
Really?
With the Jugs, yeah. And then
No, she didn't. She was not in Dallas. No,
not Dallas. Dantana.
No, she didn't.
Vegas.
Right, she wasn't. The one that was in Vegas wasn't a Landers.
Yeah. We'll have to Google it. And then her younger sister, Audrey, was on Dallas, which, by the way, you tell me was canceled the other day?
Yeah, it was canceled.
That's all the birthday greetings, by the way, kids. Happy birthday, everybody. But canceled, eh?
Yeah, canceled.
Wasn't doing good in the ratings?
I don't know.
Decent?
I don't know. I never
That being said, what is considered good in the ratings? Nowadays, there's 115. Usually, when you look at the ratings on Thursday, there's 115 shows.
Yeah.
So what is considered good?
Top 30.
Top 30.
Yeah, top 30, you can survive a season.
Top 30, I think top 30 is great.
Well, I do too.
I mean,
I'm not a network executive.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think the top 30 are the ones that stay on, but it may not be the top 30. It might be the top 25. And it's
got to be more
numbers.
Than that.
You know, it's all about the numbers. We got Walking Dead coming on Sunday, and they average 15 million.
Yeah, I think if you're in the top 30, you're doing great. I mean, if you're in the top 10, of course, you're fantastic.
Thinking,
but if you're in the top,
top 10,
30,
you're doing great. Top 20, you're going to be on. You're going to be renewed. But when you get past the top 20.
I think even in the top 30, I think, like I just said, I think in the top 30, you're doing great.
Speaking of, did you see the Today Show with Bill Murray this morning?
No, I didn't.
The guy is never serious about anything.
Really?
You know? And not to mention, this guy looked a mess. I mean,
We went to the movies the other day, there's a poster for his new movie.
St. Vincent.
Yeah. And somebody walked by him and he said, "Hey, that's George Murray." And then he says, "Wait a minute, that's
George
Bill
Murray."
And he goes, "Boy, I haven't seen that guy in 20 years. And boy, does he look old."
Yeah.
Well, he's got to be in his 60s, right?
He looked a mess. He had all these sunspots and the liver spots in his face. And his hair was just literally like he hadn't taken a comb to it.
Well, he's got to be in his 60s. Probably even 65.
Well, you're the birthday guy. You should know.
Yeah, well, we haven't done him on a Wednesday or on a Tuesday, so
right.
But I am the birthday guy.
Yeah, but you know he was.
What was he pitching? The St. Vincent?
Yeah,
or St. Dukes?
Which looks good. It looks really good.
What's it about?
Like it. He plays some old but grumpy guy in a Midwest neighborhood. Melissa, who's the one from
Manchester?
Mike and Molly. Melissa
McCarthy.
McCarthy is the mother of some kid who needs a babysitter for a day or a week or whatever, and she goes to her neighbor, which is Bill Murray, to take care of him, and he goes to the track. You know, he's one of these old track guys that smokes and
cigars? Pipe?
No, it's just cigarettes.
Is he a boozer?
Yeah, probably is. Yeah,
how's
probably
it look?
Is. Beer cans, beers and things like that. So it looks really good.
So
St. Vincent.
We're
talking about Oscar.
Was Matt Lauer interviewing him?
Yeah. And weird, they were interviewing behind the desk. I like when they sit in the casual thing with the fluffy chairs.
Behind the desk?
They're sitting there behind the desk.
Never seen that on the Today Show.
Oh, yeah. They do it every so often.
Yeah, never
but
seen
But I like
that.
It when you're sitting in a Hemingway chair, you know, and you got the nice table there and everything. It's a lot
behind
better.
The desk. So Lauer was behind the desk like he was camo?
It's the morning show. You know, like they're just sitting there when the show starts in the morning. There's Al Roker and the other ones are sitting there.
He said he was all serious, huh?
Yeah. No, I mean, he's kind of goofy, but not serious when he's asking a question.
He's an interesting cat.
But, boy, he teared up almost when they're talking about the George Clooney wedding.
Did you say teared up?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Because
why?
He loves them so much, he couldn't say enough about how they're perfect for each other.
I hear he didn't bring a gift, though.
I don't know.
He yeah, did not bring a gift.
Didn't mention it.
Yeah, said there's nothing I could give him that they would want.
Wow.
Yeah. But,
I guess that makes sense.
So I couldn't make the connection, him being at the wedding. You know, you got Matt Damon there. And, right, Monument Man. But prior to that, what, they were friends before that?
You got to wonder. It seems
well, I mean,
like
he's tearing up. Didn't you say he's the greatest guy?
Yeah, so it seems like he – and then he also did a speech at the wedding. So I guess somewhere along the line he became a bigger
– Unless he was friends with him before Monument Man and then he brought him into the movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
That might be very well be.
Teared up, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about George Clooney's wife, but my daughter, Chelsea, she loves her.
She loves her? How does she love her?
I guess she's read about her. She's an attorney, and she's been reading up about her, and she just says, she's great, I love her.
I don't get it either.
I said, who?
George Clooney has dated the most incredible, beautiful women in the world for the last 10 years.
She's not bad. She's not bad.
Wouldn't give her a second look.
Yeah, she
she's
doesn't
walking
look like
down the street in a bikini. I wouldn't look twice.
She doesn't look like a Hollywood starlet, but she's not bad.
She's not. Yeah. So that's,
but she's not bad.
Yeah.
So teared up, huh?
Yeah.
So I'll be darned.
Yeah.
So who else was at the wedding? There was a lot.
Well,
I mean,
Matt Damon was there,
of course. Bono. Bono.
Right. And they're the only three that I saw.
Yeah.
Bill Murray, Bono, and...
kind of surprising, right?
Matt Damon. Yeah.
I like how they were driving.
The boats were great.
Yeah. I mean, that looked great. The water looked great. The sky looked perfect. The buildings in the background just looked fantastic.
Yeah.
What the hell brought him to Venice?
Well, he's got that home in Lake Como.
I know that, but what brought him there?
Lake Como.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Fantastic.
And if you can afford it, why not?
All right, so good.
I myself personally wouldn't own property anywhere else outside of this country. I'm staying here. I'll go to visit other places, but I'm not going to own property.
Well, congratulations, George Clooney and Bill
Murray.
Many
people have said that I look like him, so
I've
I'm just saying
that.
That.
I've heard
that around there.
I've heard, who have I heard? That one designer with the long gray hair. Karl Lagerfeld. I've heard that. And then
you look like Karl Lagerfeld?
No, I've heard that about you when we were in Vietnam Nam a couple of years ago.
I don't look anything like Karl Lagerfeld.
Well, do you remember? Okay,
he's got the long gray hair with the ponytail.
Who did they tell you look like?
I have no idea.
Robert Cavalier. Robert Cavalier.
Karl Lagerfeld makes absolutely no sense
Robert
at all.
Cavalier.
No, the recent identifications is George Clooney, and I welcome it.
Who did you hear that from? Who did you hear that from?
Last week we were at this the Peterson Auto Museum for Esquire magazine.
That was a great event.
Yeah, it was a great event. We had the opportunity to meet Nick Sullivan, who's the editor, not the editor at large. He's one of the
fashion guys.
Fashion director of Esquire magazine. So they had this great soiree there. And again,
the event started slow.
An event that the Harris brothers will attend is first that we're invited and it's not costing us anything. Two, there is food and there is booze. Now, if you got food and booze, those are the two most important things for the Harris
and
brothers.
And then
to
comes
attend.
Celebrity and then comes a media wall.
Right. Red carpet,
then,
media wall.
Which over the course of the next week, we have a plethora of events to attend for Fashion Week and for a charity event this week at the Roosevelt. And all of them have those components, the media wall, the food, the cocktail. I'm not quite sure how many of them have celebrity. Back to the Esquire event. Food was great.
Yeah.
You know, first, you never know if these things, are they going to, well, we know they're not sit-downs, but you never know if they're going to have like a table.
It's limited. It's described as hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, you never know if there's going to be a table where you just help yourself. I always like when they're walking around with the plates, with the variety.
And there's two
of
things
items.
In that regard. One, that they have enough, that they have plenty of people passing the food around. One, and two, it's good stuff. Now, we were there for about 20 minutes, I guess, before we first saw any food coming around. So for the first 20 minutes,
we're starting to wonder.
You're saying.
And there were not a lot of people when we got there.
Is there food coming?
I think it started at 6 and we got there at 6:30.
Let's go back a little bit first. The Peterson Art Museum, which is a great place, excuse me, to have an event.
Party.
Because you've got these great automobiles. We saw a Tucker that was there. And, you know, if everybody.
43 of them, right? There's 43 of them.
There were 50 Tuckers made, and they had one of them there, which was fantastic. In addition to the Mercedes Gullwing from the 50s. Maseratis.
And they were celebrating town cars, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Town cars going back to the 20s, the 30s, the 40s. The Peterson Museum, right out of the – I mean, first off, this is a fantastic place. So if you're having an event at the Peterson Auto Museum, you know you're going to a great event at a great location because on top of the event that's going on, whether it be the cause, the food, or anything else, you get to see these great cars, which
Great collection. We only saw just a portion of it. We will be there again next Wednesday, I believe, for a luxury event. Nice. So that'll be hopefully.
Back to these hors d'oeuvres. The short rib sandwiches.
How about how we agreed it, Mark, right off the escalator with a glass of wine? I love that when they greet you when you walk into the room and they have a cocktail waiting
for
you.
Yeah, it was wine or a cocktail.
Which was a quirky cocktail.
In-house cocktail that they were.
Yeah, it was a quirky.
Combination of iced tea and lemonade and something else. I thought I don't know what it was, but it was a. But like you said, it's a great way to enter.
So share with our audience some of the hors d'oeuvres that were served.
Yeah, the short rib sandwich, which was like a mini slider. Short ribs was fantastic.
Yeah,
that was my favorite.
Yeah, it was juicy.
It was juicy. The bun was the roll that it was on was fantastic. Geez, I'm getting hungry. Just think about
no
it.
No kidding.
And then they had this like a coconut ball, I think, wasn't it?
It was a rice coconut ball.
Rice
coconut ball. That was okay.
Yeah.
And big and filling.
Right. But the good thing about it is you grab a couple of eat it.
How about the shrimp?
Yeah,
I don't know how it was prepared, but it was great. It was like
big shrimp.
It was like it was on the grill.
Not jumbo shrimp, but big
right.
shrimp.
Right. It was like it was on the grill. It was seasoned with something, and it tastes like they put it on the grill in the backyard.
The word I like to use is tasty. It was just tasty. Our listeners around the world right now, if you haven't had lunch, breakfast, or dinner yet, I hope that we're not spoiling your appetite and you're just salivating listening to this discussion right now. But they had some great food. One thing I didn't like there, though, was I'm not a big tuna tartare.
No.
They had
it on a taco.
On a taco.
Yeah.
I gave it a try.
Yeah.
I
always stay away from that. I just don't like it. So it's not a question of trying it whenever they have that.
Tuna tartare. Tartare.
If you didn't ask what it was, I mean, it being in the taco shells, you would assume. I think actually when you took it, you didn't even ask. You just thought it was a taco.
She said it was.
Oh,
but
really?
It just looked so good. I had to sample it in the. I don't know.
But that was a wonderful event and great cocktails. A good crowd,
that,
too.
Do you recall the name of that scotch that we tried?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, right?
Don't recall it. Never heard of it. It was a long, unmemorable name.
Yeah.
It was something that.
From the Scottish Highlands.
Yeah.
They had three or four different
bottles, and the guys give me the pitch on the whole thing. I says, forget it. Cut to the chase. Just point me and pour the most expensive bottle. The $50 bottle is where it started. It ended at the $100 bottle.
Wow.
So that's what he started pouring for me. I mean, I don't need to hear about the $50 bottle, the $60 bottle, or the $80 bottle.
When
there was a $100 bottle. So I said, quit your yapping and start pouring. And it was wonderful. But the thing is, again, I can't remember the name. It was an unmemorable name. It was a long name. I took the business card.
Yep.
I've since already sent them an email introducing myself. In any event, it was good. But just and that's when we were drinking that we met that guy with a memorable name.
Right.
Cosmo Sinclair.
Oh, no, Cosmo Sinclair.
Sinclair.
St. Clair.
Cosmo Sinclair comes up to us.
The thing that was great about that is I was like meeting new people, and I'm shaking his hand, and I said, your name is? And he says, Cosmo Sinclair, which it's confidence. But with a name like that, how could you not have confidence?
I immediately said to him, I said, you're kidding me? I know that's not your name. And his real name was like Aaron Jones or something like that.
Yeah. I went to his website already.
Similar.
Cosmo Sinclair.
So what does he do?
Oh, he's a musician.
Oh, right.
Yeah. He does a little bit of this, does a little bit of that, concerts and so forth and what have you. But that has got to be one of the coolest names. Cosmo Sinclair. It's right up there with our publicist, Garfield Ricketts.
Yeah, fantastic. Garfield Ricketts. Which, by the way, Mark, maybe that should be the name of our tie line. We'll talk about this later.
Oh, that's right. You're right. I like that. Garfield Ricketts.
We've got a line of ties that are going to be coming out. And
yes.
I wanted to share with you a couple names that we plan on.
These are bow ties, right?
Bow ties, yeah. In any event, back to the party again. And Cosmo St. Clair. We also met another interesting gentleman there.
Dr. Beasley or
it's funny, Mark,
Benson
when I was talking
Beasley?
To Kerry about him, I mentioned him as a baron. It just sounded, his name, he's got a very long name. It just sounded like if a baron was put in front of it, it'd flow with it very well.
I just remember it was doctor, and then I thought it was like Beasley or...
No, Dr. Shepard. No, I'm not talking about the doctor. I'm talking about the guy from Belgium.
Oh, that guy,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that we can understand. Very well-dressed, expensive pair of shoes,
European.
Beautiful. Yeah. He had a man purse, but the very expensive such a
Louis
small
Vuitton
one.
Man purse.
Yeah, small, yeah, but interesting, very, very foreign. Brought us over, called us over. He saw us at the
great
polo
pair
match.
Of eyeglasses he had on.
Yeah,
great pair.
Saw us at the polo match in San Diego a couple days earlier, and called us over for an introduction. The funny thing is, you know, he looked very well dressed.
Well dressed.
He had this strong accent. In fact, strong accent is great to a point. However, when you get to the point where you can't even understand
what he said.
It seemed like he was speaking in a foreign language. And we exchanged, well, he didn't get our business card, but he sent us a Facebook, Mark. The funny thing is, the doctor that we also met, I asked him for his email for the Baron. Let's just call him the Baron just for namesake.
Okay.
And I sent him an email just saying, saw you last night. He's also an artist. I want to be in his list, you know, for upcoming events. And the email was bounced back. So I said to the doctor.
Did you try it again?
Yeah, I did. And I sent to the doctor, you sure this is
so
correct?
So we got the doctor and the Baron there we're talking about.
Correct. So I asked the doctor if he could double check with the email address because it bounced back twice. And he says, here's his phone number. Call him. I started busting up because I couldn't talk to him when he's in front of me, let alone on the phone.
Oh,
it would be
God.
Like
a
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Ain't going to work.
Right?
Yep.
So anyhow, they might be listening. I know we gave them the card. So
so if you are listening, Baron, drop us a line at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com, and we'll get back to you.
Did you get a chance to research the guy?
I did, yes.
He's an artist, and he's a philanthropist. Born in South Africa,
and I think
moved
he had
to
some
Belgium.
Royalty in his blood, going back to
I think
dukes or earls or barons.
Raised in Belgium, lived 6 years, I think, in Moscow, came to the States 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That's a story right there.
Yeah, sounds like a show.
Yeah, I was going to say it sounds like a show. So the Baron and Doctor, if you are listening, give a shout out. Send us an email.
Now, that same night, we also, one of our old agent,
Phil Brock. Our first agent, right?
Yeah, our first agent is running for the office of city council out there in the beautiful city of Santa Monica. We attended a fundraiser at his office headquarters or his campaign headquarters last Thursday as
at
well
his offices.
Before we went to the Esquire party. And it was a great party. And, you know, if you're a resident of the great city of Santa Monica, you've got to get to the polls on November 4th and put your vote in for Phil Brock. He could be reached at brockthevote.org. He's still looking campaign donations. Any little bit helps. We need to get Phil Brock in office. He's got a great agenda set up, and he's a lifelong resident, and his parents are lifelong residents of Santa Monica. So, and he's a non-politician, so this kind of guy is the guy that you want in office.
Sound like he had a lot of changes he wants to make, too, all for the better.
Phil Brock on Tuesday, November 4th, brockthevote.org.
Hey, they had some good sangria, too. They were pouring.
Great sangria.
From the restaurant that was called...
I forget what the name of the place.
Start with an M.
Yeah.
Maestro's?
Misfits.
That was it. Misfits.
And one of the best cookies I've ever had. A chocolate chip cookie with crystallized sea salt on top of the chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah. You got to love the sweet and the salty.
Fantastic.
And this was, like you said, and I'm not a chocolate chip person.
Nor am I.
But
I
with
like the oatmeal
the
raisin.
Sea salt... Wow.
Crystallized sea salt, big chunks of sea salt,
and
not just a sprinkler.
One of the appetizers, this was definitely an evening of appetizers, but one of the appetizers they were serving was deviled eggs. You never see those anywhere, but I love them.
Well, traditionally, a deviled egg is something that you have at a Cub Scout party, a brownies party, a backyard barbecue.
Right, that's what
you
I'm saying.
You don't normally have a deviled egg at an event.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
It had chunks of bacon in it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Boy, I'm glad we're going to lunch right after this, Mark, because...
I'm getting hungry just thinking about that.
That was, and you know what? I wanted to take it easy, and I didn't want to eat too much there because I knew they were
going
to have.
You were going to the Esquire party,
but boy, now that I think I had about four of those deviled eggs actually.
Yeah. Hey, the Harris brothers are off to the beautiful city of Bethesda, Maryland, 3 weeks from Thursday. We are judging the Miss Maryland USA pageant, in addition to producing the official gift bags for that event. The event is 3 weeks away. We are still looking for brands, products, services.
Just a couple. Mark, just a couple.
We're still looking for brands, products, and services that would like to be included in this fantastic official event. You get your product in the gift bag, it will be going home with the most beautiful women in Maryland. So if you have products, services, or any brands that would like to be involved, please send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com.
That's 3 weeks from Thursday, I think, we're leaving.
Right.
We're leaving
in addition to that... we are also judging
this
Hollywood USA this Sunday in Hollywood. And we're also producing the gift bags for that event as well. So
How about that?
Short notice, but if anybody's here in the Los Angeles area and have products, services, or brands that would like to be included, contact us. We'd love to have your product included in this great gift bag. Do you remember the place that this thing's taking place that Sunday?
Restaurant lounge with a wonderful large
600, I think,
patio. Yeah, in the patio.
Yeah.
So, but it's Stella's Kitchen, I think.
Okay.
Stella's Kitchen.
So again, it's a great event. Matt and I are both jazzed to be invited.
Always thrilled to be a judge.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people ask us, boy, what a gig that is. Yeah. And I always say, boy, it's a tough job,
somebody's got to do it. Speaking of the judges, any idea who might some of the other competing or working judges with us? I know we had a couple good ones. We did Miss Malibu last month. We had two of the Housewives of Orange County.
Indeed.
I think we had some plastic surgeon.
Yep.
Some jewelry person who does the jewelry for...
Actress/model who was also Miss California, I think, years ago.
Yeah, so there was a pretty good variety of...
It was an eclectic mix.
And then there was us, so it was a good variety.
We fit right in.
There was 10 of us all together, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
I think there's less on Sunday, right?
I would think so, because there's only a total of 40 girls.
Yeah. For Miss Malibu, how many... We did all together, how many did we do?
I think it was 40, honestly.
Yeah, okay, so same amount.
Yeah, but you know, do you know, is there a Miss Teen Hollywood and a Miss Hollywood, or is it just Miss Hollywood?
I don't know, but I know you were just on the website recently.
Beverly Hills and Malibu had both. They had teen, so I'm not sure which one. I got to send them an email and ask.
Yeah, follow up on that. And what time does that start? Do you remember?
I think it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I believe tickets are still available. So go to MissHollywood.com, I guess, to get details.
Is there cocktails beforehand? I think.
You know, I don't know any details.
I think I saw that, and I thought so too. I thought that's great. Just I think there's cocktails for Miss Alabama too. Beforehand.
Oh, Miss Alabama is going to be great. Yeah, all sorts of good stuff for Miss Alabama.
Yeah, that is a good setup. That's right, folks.
A lot of this stuff is taking place in the presidential suite.
Yeah, that's right, kids. Believe it or not, in addition to Miss Hollywood on Sunday and Miss Maryland USA in 3 weeks, we are off to the wonderful state of Alabama.
Roll Tide. Beautiful city of Montgomery.
Montgomery, Alabama. I think that's the capital.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar
but,
with Alabama.
But we'll be there for the Miss Alabama pageant and a cocktail party. Usually there's not usually a cocktail party before these.
Right.
These,
but this particular, I looked at the schedule on this thing, the itinerary, and I believe
did you print it?
No, I don't think I did.
It's a very nice schedule.
Yeah.
And like you said, the after party, the pre-cocktail party, and meetings are all taking place in the presidential suite, where we are accustomed to being in like a room, one of the meeting conference rooms or what have you. And that's fine. That's what they're there for.
There.
Yeah, it makes sense. I kind of like the presidential suite idea.
I do too.
I wonder if we're going to get
the best room in the hotel. So we'll have the best views, more space than just a regular meeting room.
Yeah. So that over the course of 3 weeks, I think, or over the course of 4 weeks, we're going to be in Bethesda for Miss Maryland. Then we'll be in Montgomery, Alabama for Miss Alabama, and then we'll be in Boca Raton for an event we're doing for Chris Everett. So three events over the course of 4 weeks. A lot of travel.
You know what I'm looking forward to for the. For the Chris Everett's Celebrity Tennis Tournament is meeting Her Grace, Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of York.
Duchess, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I don't think I've ever met a royal.
I don't think you have.
Yeah.
Actually,
I did. Prince Albert of Monaco. I forgot about him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he counts.
Well, he's the head of head of state.
I guess he is, but for some reason, he just doesn't. I don't know. Just meeting him, it didn't seem like I was meeting a royal.
Mm,
you get
right,
it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, but Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of York, will be meeting Her Grace next month. Looking forward to that. Yeah.
Hope she makes it.
Yeah, I do too.
And I hope Pierce Brosnan makes it.
With her.
And there's somebody else. Somebody else I can't think of, but yeah, hopefully. Fantastic.
Yeah, looking
forward
to it.
Good list of celebrities for that event.
Great
and always love the cause.
Yep.
And looking forward to getting out there.
Yep.
So again, three trips in a 4 week period of time.
Great.
So fantastic.
Yeah. Love it.
Any shout outs today, Mark?
Not today.
No, we usually have a couple of them.
We were talking back. Usually we do shout outs, ladies and gentlemen, listeners around the world. We've got brands that are just coming on board that we've discussed potential partnership with the last couple of days. And so we didn't secure any of these potential partnerships over the last couple of days, so we don't have a shout out.
I know several brands were on board, and we were like saying Tuesday's the cutoff.
Yeah.
Yep. We need to know by 10 o'clock, so I guess nothing came through by then. But watch it. As we leave the studio today, a couple things will be coming in.
Yeah, they always do.
I know last week and the week before, we were talking about the new fall shows and such, and new shows are still coming on. I finally got around to watching Stalker just the other day. I think it debuted last Wednesday.
Yeah, right? Yes, it did. Yes.
And I watched it Saturday or Sunday. I loved it. I loved it. You didn't really care for it?
It was okay. No big deal.
Yeah. I thought it was great. I'm curious to see how the next show goes. I'm already done with Scorpion or Scorpio.
Oh, I didn't even TiVo it last night because I thought, well, you know what? If nothing else is on, I'll watch it, but I'm not going to TiVo it to watch it because nothing else was on.
Yeah, so. I like the first episode. I watched a little bit of the second episode, and I realized I'm already done with it. Mm. It just seemed these brainiacs are way too smart, and it's almost unrealistic, and they get anything they want. And Catherine,
so did you watch last night's episode?
No.
Oh, so you only watched the first episode.
I watched the first episode, and then I watched about 10 minutes of the second episode. Last night was the third episode, and I didn't even just like I'm done with Sleepy Hollow already, too.
Oh, I was surprised you even started Sleepy Hollow.
The first episode. Yeah. Just to see.
Hey, have you heard anything about the first show of the season being canceled already yet? I haven't heard anything about that yet.
No. Huh. You mean any show so far? No.
Because usually by now you've heard somebody's gotten canceled.
So this is like the third week.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's see, Scorpion was on. I haven't heard anybody getting canceled yet.
Did you see Selfie?
I made 10 minutes of that show.
Yeah. Once I made it to the first
time. I don't understand what it's about.
I don't get it either, but there's something about it. It's kind of in a quirky way. I liked it.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
It was quirky, but.
No, thank you. Hey, what are your thoughts on Concierge?
You gotta love them, right? They're in much need, and when you're traveling, and are you talking about that concierge like in a hotel or concierge services?
I'm talking about
globally.
Concierge.
Concierge.
We'll get the details later, but my initial question is, what are your thoughts on concierge?
Love them.
About 15 years ago, I came up with this idea to be a personal concierge. I called the business Beverly Hills Personal Concierge. And it was basically we reached out to residents of the Los Angeles area to see if they needed to retain a personal concierge, somebody that can get their tickets to the Laker game, get their car washed, get a dog walker form, kind of like a personal assistant or chief of staff, if you will. Now, was I ahead of my time? Possibly. This was 15 years ago, I believe. But the business tanked. We only managed to get one client. I think, and you were basically the individual that I had work for one of these clients that came to me to be part of this business. And it didn't work. Now, was it because you didn't do your job effectively?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know how
I got one client, and I maintained him for about six months that I maintained that clientele base.
Now,
you fell off the face of the earth.
No, I was running the business. But now, this is something that's come back. And there are multiple concierge services that are up and around right now.
I know there were a couple years ago. Is there something new now? Because a couple years ago,
I found this flyer about this one.
But remember, two of the big ones was Mint LA.
Right, and then Bluefish or something, right?
No, Bluefish is already since Bluefish was more for tickets.
Ah.
But there was another one, Mark. It was started with a Q. Do you remember Quincential?
No,
or,
I don't.
Are
any of them still around?
I don't know.
Okay.
But you have to have like a retainer. You have to pay a fee, right?
I think so. Yeah, I found
Quincential. Quincential.
Okay.
Quincential
cool
Concierge.
Name. So I found this flyer the other day. It was bumped into them, and it's this new concierge service, and they got this big old fancy glossy 10-page brochure.
Where'd you get that?
Oh, it was at a street fair. And
a street fair?
Yeah, a street fair. And I just thought, this is how unusual. And she was not the owner. It's apparently a franchise business. So
it's probably more like a gopher type thing and errands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That became real popular too about 10 years ago where people were something similar to this, but they were running more like errands as opposed to a concierge, like Quincential Concierge and the Mint.
Yep.
They were like, I think you pay them $10,000 a year for the private membership, which goes towards, you know, when you need to have dinner reservations made at the Eiffel Tower or you need to get a certain gift.
But personally, I always enjoy going to having a concierge at the hotel I'm staying at because they're there for anything. You need directions. You need reservations.
Yeah.
You need change to transfer cash, from one from one nation to another. You know, they're always there to help you out. But I hate it when you go past the concierge and there's nobody there, or you call them and there's nobody there.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of the concierge.
They need to be there, if not till midnight, at least till 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And they need to be there as early as 6, I think. Have a couple of them, but I mean, they got to be there, especially if it's a big hotel, 6 to midnight.
Yeah.
Or at least 7 to 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I agree with you.
I'm a big concierge person.
Yeah. And I like utilizing them as often as possible, even for little things.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people
do. Handle some business here. Why don't you take?
Yeah, a lot of people do, but I'm going to have to research again. It was about 10 years ago when this became a big thing. Quintessential concierge and 310 Mint three Mint, and they were huge. And haven't heard anything since then. I know you got this flyer, but now that you brought this up as a topic to discuss today, I'm very, very curious. I'm going to have to research it because I lots of money need to be made for. I mean, people have no problem paying fees for this, that. I mean, people have no problem paying for anything as long as it's going to be convenient,
right?
And they could save time,
right? And that's what everybody wants to do now. They want convenience and save time because everything is so hassled and it's so complicated and challenging to do anything. Even coming in here this morning, you know, we have a pretty decent time slot, 11 a.m., and we had to stop off to pick up some product for Miss Hollywood this weekend. But even then, the traffic, and I left my home at...
There's not enough time to do anything.
What time did I leave home?
You know what we need, Mark? We need to get some interns to work for. I know we have interns when it comes to production and certain shows and stuff. I think we need to get some people or some kind of an assistant for us to do stuff.
You know as well as I know that. Assistants, they just don't work for us because we are hands-on with everything. We've created this empire from scratch.
Well, I'm talking about somebody that we could just have like...
You mean to do our...
To like, pick up the product that we need to pick up today.
Oh, yeah.
Pick up that. Then we need to have like this this stuff mailed out to this fan in England.
Right. Discuss it at our Friday morning staff
meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, I want to put a shout-out or a mention because we are running out of time. Our Storage Wars episodes. We got two of them on tonight, I believe.
No, one today, one tomorrow.
Oh, one today. Oh, that one that's the urn, that's not our episode? The All's Well That Earns Well or whatever?
I don't know.
That's on tonight, too. So I thought we had one that had an urn.
Our first one's on tonight.
Right. That's at...
Urn. I don't know about the urn.
Six. What time is
it? Mark, did you check the date? I mean, when it was made? When it first aired?
No, I don't have that option on my
TV. Because urn doesn't sound familiar
to
me.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're on today. The first one, the cook, the
that's
chief.
At 6:30, I believe.
3:30 and 6:30.
Well, it's not 3:30. It's 6:30.
3:30
if you get the East Coast feed.
Yeah, well, I get it at 3:30. And
because you get the East Coast
feed. Right. That's why I say 3:30
and 6:30. But they get it at 6:30.
Who's they?
The East Coast.
Well, I know.
It's on at 6:30. It's here on the West Coast at 6:30. It's on the East Coast at 6:30.
I know. And I also get it at 3:30.
But so we don't need to confuse people with
we're
that.
We're not. That's what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Are.
I get it at 3:30. Mark, I get it at 3:30.
Because you have an East Coast
and
feed.
A lot of people do.
But people aren't watching it at 3:30, Matt. They're watching it at 6:30, and they're watching it here on the West Coast at 6:30.
Okay.
They're watching it on the East
on
Coast
on my
at
television set at my home, I get it at 3:30.
But we're not giving East
I'm
Coast
not,
feed.
I'm not confusing anybody.
Yes, you are.
It's, you could catch
ladies and gentlemen,
if
it's
you're
on
home
at 6:30 around
3:30,
the country.
And tomorrow at 3:30 and 6:30.
6:30 around
and
the country.
And next Tuesday as well. Total Wine Domination next Tuesday at 10 p.m. 10 p.m. and 7 p.m. That's right.
It's,
so we're on twice today, twice tomorrow.
It's the same episode, people. It's,
oh, well,
you only
you
watch
said,
it at 6:30. Well, we don't have to give East Coast numbers,
Matt. We don't have to, but I am because I get it twice tonight. If I get it twice, a lot of people get it twice.
Are we going to if,
so
we're,
get
if
out
we happen
there
to be on an episode of Dancing with the Stars,
show,
are we going to give the East Coast time too, Matt?
No, but
if we're Dancing with the Stars tonight at 8:00, it comes on back there at 8:00.
Yeah, but you don't get the East Coast feed a network here.
Doesn't make any difference.
It does. You don't get the East Coast feed here a network.
Who cares? The people that get the East Coast feed,
I'm
they're
just
not
saying,
watching at 3:30.
I'm just saying, Matt Harris could watch one episode.
Nobody
twice
cares
tonight.
What Matt Harris is watching.
Or Our neighbors, they get the East Coast feed too.
Ridiculous.
So if you want to, you could have it twice.
They don't.
So get out there and watch it today, tomorrow, and next Tuesday. I'm not quite sure what episode is next Tuesday. Actually, I think it's the Wine Domination. Or is that tomorrow, Wine Domination? Let's see. Today's the Cook, the Connie, and the Chef, or whatever that one
the
is.
The best episode, ladies and gentlemen. The
first
best
episode. Then I think Wine Domination is next Tuesday. So I don't know what episode is on tomorrow.
Hmm.
Seems like the French job is always on. Maybe it's the Shrining with the Shriners.
Mm.
So get out there and watch it. But don't if you're getting involved in watching the Dodger game tonight.
Tonight? You mean this afternoon?
This afternoon.
2 o'clock this
2 o'clock.
Afternoon.
It is a travel day tomorrow for the Dodgers, so they're playing this afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Travel day shouldn't make any difference.
In St. Louis. 2 o'clock, and it's noon. No, it's 4 o'clock St. Louis time. Not to confuse you, but we get it at 2 o'clock. So get home or listen to
people
it on the radio.
People are working.
Or watch it. March Madness is on. It starts at 9 o'clock. It's Thursday and Friday.
Well, they have to run those games at that time because there's so many of them.
Yeah, but people watch on their tablets, on their devices, on their phones, at their computer, listen to the radio or while they're driving.
Hey, we're filming a new episode of our First Run TV show, Fabulous World of WoW.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it's after we leave the office or after we leave the studio today, we're going out and starting filming episode 2.
And it's about time.
Yeah.
And well, I think episode 3 is filming next week.
Wow.
So all of a sudden we
got a lot of stuff
months,
coming out there, kids. A lot of stuff.
Two months since our last episode. Now we're getting two within a week.
Stay tuned to firstrun.tv. You can watch our first episode of The Fabulous World of WoW. And then we've got a new episode that we're starting to film right now. So keep watching. Or going to the website to find out when it's on. Or listening to us, we'll tell you when it's on.
Or so us filming on. Today, when is that going to be on?
Well, you know, it takes a couple months to film these shows. You know, you've got to cut it, film it, edit it, spice it up, you know, fix it up. So we're probably about
get
2 months
away.
Get
some decent music on there.
Yeah, we're probably about two. You got post-production takes as long as pre-production in this industry. So, you know, what we're letting everybody know, we're starting to film now. So in about 2 months, around the holidays, Christmas time, give or take, you should be able to get a nice new episode of the it's the Harris Brothers Fabulous World of WoW. Is that it?
Fabulous World of WoW?
Or just
Wonderful
the
World of WoW.
Wonderful World of
like
WoW.
Like the Wonderful World of Disney.
Wow.
It's like the Wonderful World of Disney, but it's the Wonderful World of WoW.
Wow.
I don't. Yeah, okay.
That's, sounds too much like Disney, if
yeah.
you ask me.
Was that your idea?
No, the Wonderful World of WoW?
I know, it wasn't my idea either.
It's probably our producer.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones that basically call the shots in this thing.
Yeah. So, hey, you know, I try to catch every new reality show that's on, at least one episode. What I saw the other day came off the franchise of the Housewives of New Jersey.
Which one was this?
It's the Life of Manzo. She was in the first two seasons or the first three seasons of Housewives of New Jersey. She has the two sons. She lives out there in some suburb. A huge
Are they
house.
The ones that have that banquet hall?
Yeah. It's called The Wonderful World. No, The Wonderful World of
What?
Her last name is Manzo. So just terrible.
The show's terrible?
Yeah, terrible. You know, she's got her two sons that are living with her. He's like 24, and the other one, I mean, one's 24, one's like 26. And then her heavyset daughter, who lost a lot of weight, is living at home too. She's getting married, and get this, they're doing a piece in Glamour magazine. She's going to be on the cover of Glamour magazine.
Once you get your foot in the door, everything just keeps coming to you.
I mean, do people really care about the Manzos?
I don't. I never watched the show.
Well, it just started on Sunday.
Well, I mean, I never watched them when they were on the Housewives of New Jersey.
And speaking of those Housewives, how about the Teresa and her husband, Joe?
You know, Judice. It seems to me that she's getting 15 months, but they're saying it's 10 months on good behavior in a... what do they call that? Low risk.
But the way they're talking about last night, she's going to be in
hard regular, time, San Quentin.
No. What do they call it? Population, general population.
Well, it's low security, which means it's nothing. It's 10 months in low security, which means it's club fed. Nothing's going on.
Yeah, he's going. And they asked Andy Cohen asked her if she was scared about being in there because she's got a temper.
Yeah.
He pushed her the last time they had a meeting. She pushed Andy Cohen, so he's concerned about that. And Joe, boy, he looks like he's a hardened criminal. He looks like he's been in there
Italian,
before.
He could put up with anything. I mean, he's like Lucky Luciano.
Boy, he thinks he got the raw deal. Boy, 41 months.
41 months?
Yeah. If you didn't see the show last night, it's going to be continued on Thursday, so try to catch it. Very entertaining. It's only 30 minutes. Andy Cohen's grilling
them. It was
all
bank fraud, too, I think, is what they were doing.
Bank fraud, bankruptcy fraud. Bankruptcy fraud.
Yeah, well, that's big stuff, that bankruptcy fraud and bank fraud. I mean,
and this all took place before they became famous. He kept on giving the documents.
So this was like 5 years ago?
Yeah.
They've been around 5 years
ago,
right?
Yeah, falsifying all these documents. And the funny thing is, when Andy Cohen said, did you need the money? She says, no. Well, if you don't need the money, why are you doing this?
Well, because the more you get.
Oh, and Andy Cohen said, it's because it seems like it's very clear you were trying to keep up with the Joneses. She denied that.
Mm.
She says, I don't. And then he says, you evidently like the good life, and you like the life of luxury. And her husband made a good point. He said, doesn't everybody? Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody likes the finer things in life, right?
Well, you do. Well, yeah, but a lot of people in the Midwest, the breadbasket,
but everybody,
farmers.
At the end of the day, everybody wants the finer things in life. Yeah. They might not go out and steal for it or lie for it or cheat to, you know, or work 60 hours a week for it, but everybody wants the finer things in life.
I want to put our contact information out. We're running out of time here. If people want to get a hold of us, first and foremost, our email address is wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. If you can't get a hold of us through there, go to wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. And also, if you want to follow our events, what we're doing, where we've been, where we're going, what pictures we've got out there, be a friend us on facebook.com/wowcreations.
Did you mention Flickr?
And of course, Flickr. If you want to see any new updated pictures, go to flickr.com. And we're there, right? And then everybody in the tweet world, you gotta tweet us, right?
Sure.
Wow Creation, or twitter.com/wowhollywood. We're tweeting left and right here, kids. So
nonstop overload.
You got Facebook, you got Twitter. Don't forget about the old-fashioned MySpace.
Yeah.
There's still MySpace out there. Wow Creations is on MySpace. And then if that's not enough for you and you're more of a business-oriented individual and you follow us, you're into LinkedIn. We're on LinkedIn, too. We've got about 1,000 followers. May not be as much as Facebook, but there's still 1,000 people out there on LinkedIn that
I don't think I've ever even been on LinkedIn. I'm glad you do.
Yeah, you haven't. I'm social media director, so I have to be involved in everything. So you can follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, Flickr, MySpace, Facebook, and don't forget the fabulous, wonderful world of WoW on FirstRun.tv. We're running 24/7 around the clock on your mobile device, laptop, iPad, iPhone, tablet. There we are in the middle of the night, the first thing in the morning, your desktop, your laptop, wherever. FirstRun.tv.
Wake up with WoW.
Absolutely. Get your daily dose of WoW. And then, of course, as we mentioned, we've got our show on tonight on Storage Wars, our first and best episode ever. The Cook, the Chief, and the Brothers. I think it's the name of the thing.
3:30 and 6:30.
So thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week here on the Tastemakers at LATalkRadio.com. Until next week, have a fabulous week, kids.
Later.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.